I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station and your home of America's team. I'm ready to party. I'm ready to celebrate. Jerry was last week, and let's do it again as Jerry Jones joins us here. Brought to you by Ford Built for Texas. Built for you after the 23-16 win over the Giants last night on the road. Good morning, Jerry. You ready to party?
Hey, Sean. You bet. RJ, great to be on with you guys, and what a fabulous win for us. And I'm still in New York. Oh. I've got league meetings up here today, but it sure feels good, and we'll feel even better walking down the street and having them tip their hats. And that happens in New York. We're got so many fans up here, and just fans of football and fans of sports. So it's a good place to be to celebrate a victory this morning.
They tip their hat. You're not afraid to walk the New York streets after that win?
Oh my, not a bit. We have such a positive situation regarding just sports, but certainly the Cowboys are popular here in New York. And I understand the rivalry, but that's not the way it goes. We've always had really in every way a great reception, a great feeling about our team. And of course, it just feels good to be here in New York after you have a win. And a lot of times that's been the case lately against the Giants.
Well, Jerry, you guys are looking really, really smart with Cooper Rush again becoming the first player since the merger to lead 3 fourth-quarter or overtime game-winning drives in his first 3 career starts. He turned it on after Saquon's touchdown. He looks poised. He looks clutch. He is calm. He is chill. Let's talk about your quarterback that you guys decided to go with that's gotten you to 2-1.
Well, let me say this. He's certainly playing as well as anybody could have expected. And I'm real impressed with his protection. I'm very impressed with the running game that he's working behind. All of those things, he would be the first to tell you, make his job good play attainable. But I don't want to take anything away from him. There's no question. He understands this offense. He has got the makeup for a top quarterback, and I underline the word makeup for a top quarterback. And we're very fortunate. The purpose of the backup quarterback in the NFL is to be able to step in and have your team function on all the cylinders without having to give up some of your offense that the starter usually takes with him when he leaves. In this particular case, you've got somebody that knows this thing inside and out, and he knows how to execute it, and we're seeing that he'll do that under pressure. He'll do that when the chips are down. He'll do that when he's the play isn't exactly happening the way it's designed to be. He's doing that. All of those things you see in Cooper Rush right now. So he's doing a great job. And I know that he doesn't have anybody that's supporting him any more than Dak, because when Dak does get back, if we have a chance to have a record that lets us be in the hunt, lets us be viable, considering the loss of time we had with Dak, then that's what a quarterback is about. That's what the position is about. And I think we've got a good one in Cooper.
Yeah, I was going to ask you with a smile on my face, as you like to say, what's the status of your QB controversy in terms of what Rush could do to make this a legitimate discussion?
Yeah, well, let's put it like this. I think if everybody stops and thinks, you want your quarterback to be able to come in, and when you lose your starter, you want your quarterback to be able to come in. And like I said, not miss much of your offense, much of your ability to win the game. We have that. That's exactly what you would hope to be. You can't find these things out, though, until the backup gets in and gets when the bullets are flying and get a chance to show what he can do. We're showing that. We're buoyed by this, The team is inspired by this. I'm inspired by it. And it's just like we had hoped would happen if Dak lost some play time.
Jerry, what does Cooper do as well as Dak, or better than Dak in some cases?
Well, you know, I don't know that you do a comparison. You have your, of course, you certainly know who your starter is. You know who your and you know the role of the backup. That's football. That's NFL football. But what you hope is that when you call on them, that you can execute. And that's been the case from the standpoint of knowing the offense. You don't lose anything when he's in there. He can execute. He can read. He can change the play at the line. You saw him doing it last night. He can get you in the right position. But more important than all of it that you're seeing is that when the chips are down or when the bullets are flying, then does he have it? Can he stand in there and make the plays at the critical times? You don't know that until you see it. Well, here he's every chance he's ever had to get in there, he does it. That says that tells you a lot right there.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Before we get back to the game, could you just give us a Dak physical update, Jerry, and what you're looking at with him timeline-wise this morning?
I think his progress is nothing short of amazing. Now, progress has everything included in the definition for Dak of the ability to be able, with firm strength, grip the football so that you can throw the football. He's not doing that. But as far as his ability to potentially function in a couple of weeks or a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't think you could ask for a better result. The type of injury it is, he'll be able to play within a week or two. He'll be able to. And from the standpoint of risk to the injury, it's a question of whether or not he'll be able to grip and throw the ball. And we don't know that.
Let's talk about the amazing redemption story of CeeDee Lamb last night. What can you say about number 88? A lot of people wanted to just rip that jersey off of him in the first half, Jerry, and then you got that response. Talk about that redemption last night.
Well, I know that you fight those setbacks as a player, and you have them all the time. Football is usually one of, as I've said many times, it's a real small percentage of successes. But no one in the world was fighting those demons any more than him of disappointment. And I saw him fighting through it. Well, after the ball that he dropped, he was working through his body language when we were on defense. And then finally he got up and he walked completely to the other end of the bench and just grabbed, just reached down and gave five to Cooper Rush and told him he'll do better. He did that while the defense was out on the field. It was obvious he was trying to work through not letting that play impact not only his night but impact him. And, of course, he came in and played not only inspired but at a level I think it all showed his mentality when he caught that short ball, really took a big collision, kept going, kept driving. Well, you could see what was happening in his rebound from a big disappointment.
Jerry, is this defense, is this a dominant defense right now?
Well, you know, we like to all use these kinds of words, but it's certainly a defense that at this juncture, after the third game, we're not the same defense that was out there for the first game. Although we played well. It was a good Tampa team we played, and we played well defensively. And so, again, those kinds of words you're reluctant to use them in the NFL. Let's just put it like that, because you've got such great talent you're playing against. You know, 75,000 people play college football in a given season. 75,000. We draft 400 of those. After a couple of years, there's only about 100 of those left in the NFL. So you end up on a long-term basis with 100, 150 people out of every 75,000 that play college football. Everybody out there is a good to really good football player. Everybody out there has got some elite aspect to them. And so that's just what you're competing against. That's what your team is made of. That's a pretty equal serving that you've got when you play an NFL football game. Everybody, you saw these weekend games. Boy, it's close.
Jerry, who were some of the individual standout performances on that defense? By the way, you all set a career high against Daniel Jones for him. 24 pressures along with 5 sacks. Tank had 3 of them. Donovan Wilson, your guy Dorrance Armstrong. Diggs ended it with that pick. Who jumped out to you on that side of Dan Quinn's defense?
Well, Wilson, I thought, had a really outstanding game. He's very physical, and I thought he made key stops and key plays. He just seemed like he seemed to be everywhere. But I thought he had an outstanding game, and obviously we haven't watched the film. But I thought he did. I did think our pressure players, combinations of them, Lawrence was a real factor out there. But Micah, of course, you can't talk about it without including him. But I thought Van Der Esch will grade well and played well. And then I thought your down guys, Osa. I thought Bo Hannon. I hesitate not to mention Golston, although he might not have had the stats that some of the others did. But I thought our corners came up and played real well. That, of course, they highlighted by that interception that we had out there right at the end of the ball game. But in general, I thought our corners played well. Had them covered. Looked to me like if there was a completion, usually we had a secondary guy that had him covered or hit immediately. That's good coverage usually. All of those things come to mind, but our defense allows us to play with the aspiration or with the plan to have a balanced offense defense. Coach likes to use complementary. That's good stuff. And this defense really allows you to practice that. You can count on it. And it's not so worn out, though, because the offense was able to get there, to run the ball. Then your defense didn't get worn out. It was out there quite a bit, but did not get worn out. Well, that was critical at the end of that ball game.
Jerry Jones on the Diamond Factory Hotline here on Sean and RJ every Tuesday at 8:30. We got our fill of Tony Pollard. Well, great balanced rushing attack, and that Pollard big run came behind your new left guard. Take us behind the Jason Peters plan, Jerry, with what you anticipated and how you thought the future Hall of Famer played.
Let me say this, what I didn't plan for. I didn't plan for him to be able to play guard. The position flex that he brought us. There was no question. I don't know how much it showed on the televised aspect of the game. But when he initially came in, he and Tyler Smith, that side of the line just started dominating over there for a few of those running plays.
Yeah.
He came through it well as far as his conditioning, getting back in shape. But now he's an all pro not an all-pro player. He is an all-pro player. He's a Hall of Fame player. And he can really still play and gives us the ability to move him inside or play both the tackle spots. And so that's one of the highlights of the game, really, for me, was his ability to come in there and make some of those plays. But I want to give it to all that offensive line. I thought Tyler really played well. I thought Steele played well. I thought certainly Martin plays well. The center played well. It had to have for us to have that running game. We've got, when you can run the football like that, we get tired of hearing it. But when you can run the football and then off of that throw, that's complementing your ability to have guys open. You got a quarterback that can confidently execute like that, then you got your offense jetting. And we did last night.
So, Jerry, we were all fascinated to see what y'all were going to do with Peters. Now that we saw, can you just take us through why you decided to play him at left guard? We were like, are you going to put Smith back at guard? Peters, more natural position. Can you just take us through the decision to play him at guard versus tackle or even to come off the bench?
Your question has hit on the right way to look at it as far as a plan. Your question says it. Do you play him at guard? Do you play him at left tackle? Do you play him at right tackle? You can play him at all of them in my mind. He's that good a player. He's that experienced a player. Last night showed me that. So we want him to get in shape. We want him to come on around and get in shape and recognizing the veteran that he is, the campaigns, if you will, that he's had. But he is going to be an unbelievable, valuable part of this team going forward, it looks like. What we're doing is we've got help on the way now. We're starting to get McGovern should be coming on back in here. We're starting to get some experience. We got some reps by the young guys there. And so that offensive line, with the way it's evolving, the way Peter's coming on, the way we are with some of our younger players there having had to get reps, it's really the recipe for having your offensive line rolling by the time you get to the middle of the schedule or to the end.
Jerry, do you see any Jones Barber in the Pollard Zeke 1-2 punch?
Well, I just like let's call it the Zeke punch. Zeke is phenomenal. And boy, does he take a toll. And so teams covet that. We covet that. Behind the line that we were just talking about right here, Zeke is absolutely a threat. He hadn't played any better in my mind. He's running with authority. And then you turn around and put Pollard that has just outstanding suddenness. He has outstanding burst, and you see it. And, brother, he is not afraid to turn it up and take it north and south with all he's got. And so we benefit from that. That's not 1-2. That's 1-1. Punch.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Jerry, two other much maligned topics in training camp, including by us, Noah Brown and your receivers / weapons and your kicking situation, we were all terrified. Maher has been outstanding, and Noah Brown has been clutch. Talk about your kicking game and talk about Noah Brown finally shining at this point in his career, whichever one you'd like to discuss, if not both.
I just have such confidence when Maher lines up, and that says it all. And I like him from distance, and I like him consistency from the medium end range. Boy, he's a veteran kicker. He's got ice in his veins. And if you notice the way he's approaching the ball, the way the ball's coming off his foot, what he's doing, that's all the things that are A+. But guess what? More importantly, he's making the extra points and field goals.
Yeah.
And that's fabulous. It's everything we could have hoped that we could have. Your receiving core, I give Rush some credit for that. His balls are receiver friendly, as it turns out here in these last two ball games. Going to the right guys, giving them a chance to catch the ball. It's always two that are sitting there when you think about how you're catching, throwing and catching the ball, of course. No, I like them. Wilson is Brown is just he's playing above, I think, anybody's expectation.
Yeah.
But not above what he's capable of doing. He makes those kind of plays. When you see a receiver make a play, or you see a player make a play, then you know they can make them. Now, will they make them consistently, or will they get a chance to make them? Well, Brown's getting a chance, and he's showing he can make that play, and he's a viable part of this team's offense on a going-forward basis.
Jerry, how surprised were you that Michael Gallup was not able to go? Can you just give us any status update on Gallup and Schultz?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised at all. At the end of the day, the player has got to feel right. He's got to feel in his own mind that when he's coming off of a major surgery or if you will, a major rehab effort that has got to, in his mind and our mind, stand the test of the rest of his career stability. Players want to be want to feel right in their mind when they step out there. We let those guys make a call, Schultz and him. They said the other night was not didn't feel as right for them. They'll be out there next week in all likelihood.
And then Jerry, before we let you go, what type of credit should we be giving to Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore piecing together this offense for these back-to-back wins with a backup quarterback? What should we be saying about the head coach and the offensive coordinator?
Well, I think you should recognize that the plan to run the ball was evident and purpose, and we got it done in a big way, and they stuck with it very much. A couple of things you can have back, but that's the way it always is. But they stuck with the idea that we would run the ball and we'd take some shots downfield. They did that. And so they stuck with that game plan. And so kudos to them. I think Mike is just outstanding. These last, not that he's not outstanding, but these last couple of games, any and everybody knows that when you lose Dak Prescott, of all people, and you don't have him to go forward with, then you're playing with some real limitations as to what you might have had. They talk about some of these other teams that have lost a lot of players, and that's dimmed their expectation. Well, we certainly are right in that list in a big way. We've got a bunch coming back, though. That's big. That's big. And Mike and them will be not only our team is better, having played through these last two ball games and come out of there with wins, our chance of being in position, our chance of being viable for the long haul this season and possibly beyond, our chance has been enhanced tremendously by the job that Mike and Kellen Moore and that we're doing with on our defense. I can't say enough about them. Positive.
And then, Jerry, the Tolo question of the day is from Twitter. Ask Jerry, does he smoke a victory cigar when the Cowboys win or just smoke anything, wink, wink?
Hey, I don't even want to answer that one, but I will hold cigar in my mouth.
Yeah.
If there happens to be one handy, but I'm not real choosy about what goes on after we win. that's the easy part. And it was a good time. We sat there. Jerry Jr. had his birthday last night, and just as a adjunct to look for an excuse, not that we needed one, how to make it lighter and longer here in New York. Good place to have a big game.
All right, well, congratulations. Thanks for giving us a thrilling Tuesday morning. Get your hands on a victory cigar, and we'll talk to you. We'll hear from you on Friday, Jerry. Thank you.
Great, guys. Have a good week.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. He heard me ask about the cigar and not just the weed, right?
Well, it could have been, you know, it could have just been a
peyote.
Could have been
hookah.
Could have been a cigarette.
Could have been a hookah. Could have been a cigarette.
Could have been a hookah, yeah.
Could have been something else. He is not giving you your quotes you're looking for with these comps.
Yeah, he is.
He's not giving you your comps. He's not giving you your bold headline. Your headline chasing.
Really?
Yeah.
He literally said how much he likes Cooper Rush's balls. Okay, he gave us plenty of headline
what
stuff.
What is wrong with you? You tried to get him with the new Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah, he doesn't like Tony Pollard. It's a one punch. It was a Zeke punch.
He ain't taking the bait on any comparisons and no headlines. That is Jerry Jones. Nick Eatman wants to come on. DallasCowboys.com. So Nick, back from New York, will join us at 9:20. Your final star up, star downs, brought to you by Blue Chew, as the final hour of Sean and RJ continues right here on The Fan.
Well, let's get you over to QC Kinetics and what they're doing for people here in DFW. Short, nothing short of amazing, quite honestly. Real lasting relief from joint pain. They did it for me. I had joint pain, right elbow, right shoulder. Extensor tendon injury in my right elbow. I had some biceps tendon injury in my right shoulder. It was debilitating. Could barely even hold a water bottle without pain, without weakness. I had no grip strength. Well, QC Kinetics, 4 rounds of treatment, 100%. I was 100% for 2 rounds of treatment. I finished the program. No surgery. That's the best part. You know, you ever told you need surgery? They've told me I might need surgery on my elbow. I went to QC Kinetics, gave it a shot. It was a free consultation. I was hooked. I was sold, and I did it, and I'm so glad I did it. There was no surgery, no drugs, no steroids, no downtime. If you've been living with joint pain, arthritis, bone-on-bone arthritis, and you've been told you might need replacements, well, man, at least give it a shot. A free consultation. Dallas, Fort Worth, Plano, and Grapevine locations. QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610. 972-972-8610. QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.